listening to the WordPress podcast, where users from all over the world, from beginner to expert, find WordPress-related news, tips, and information about plugins, widgets, and themes. Visit us online at wordpresspodcast.org for complete show notes and full access to the user forums, as well as videos, tutorials, and reviews from WordPress users just like you. And now, here are your hosts, Charles Strickland and David Peralti.
Hello and welcome to episode 17 of the WordPress Podcast, the first episode of the year 2007. I'm Charles Strickland.
And I'm David Peralti.
This is our first episode after we got back from the holidays. I did absolutely nothing on my Christmas holiday except for eat some Christmas turkey and sit around and watch television and sleep. How about you there, David?
I did as little as possible as well. Took some time off work and just enjoyed my Xbox 360 and, you know, played games like Call of Duty 2 and stuff like that. Avoided the family and
ooh, Call of Duty
relaxed.
2. That's a good game.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
And how about that introduction there? We got a favor from one of my favorite video bloggers, Callie Lewis from geekbrief.tv.
Definitely a nice voice and better than anything that we can do with our wonderfully baritone voices and a sultry voice for a really pretty looking girl. So,
oh yeah, she's not unpleasing on the eyes, so that's for sure. And I don't know if you've ever watched any of her videos. She's got a real girl next door quality that I like. We've carried on conversations by email and stuff before. She's good people, as they say. So Callie, if you're listening, thank you for doing that for us. This particular episode, we're going to be talking about some new plugins and widgets that were released over the holidays, including some that let your readers know how you're doing on your New Year's resolutions. We also have plugins that help you provide more complete movie reviews, and also some that let your readers know how you Twitter your time away. And we'll start off by reading the one and only piece of feedback that we've received from our listeners over the last few weeks. Paul Gowder, whose comment concerning LDAP that I read in episode 14, wrote me back, and he still feels that I didn't give LDAP the respect that it deserves. So if everyone will indulge me for a second, I'm going to try and take another stab at it. LDAP stands for Lightweight Direct Access Protocol, and it's a networking protocol for querying and modifying directory services running over a TCP/IP-based network. And as Paul previously corrected us, LDAP is not specific to Linux and Unix-based networks, but it's also used on Windows, macOS, Novell, and many other network platforms. It allows users of a corporate network to sign on and have all of their contact information and user rights follow them, similar to Microsoft's Passport system. Now, where David and I, and for that matter, most likely the majority of our listeners who maintain our own blogs on our own shared hosting accounts, LDAP doesn't really mean a great deal. But if you're an administrator or a user of a large corporate network, having LDAP capabilities will likely introduce thousands of new users to WordPress, and hopefully it's going to make inroads in where places where larger commercial content management systems now have a stranglehold. In short, LDAP is a good thing, and if we ever gave it the impression that it wasn't, we apologize. It really is a very important way of making WordPress available to thousands and thousands of users where they wouldn't have had access before.
And hopefully they'll go ahead and learn WordPress at work and take it home just like they do with a lot of Microsoft software. So, we can doubly see it out there, so I don't mind. It's a good thing in my books, too.
On one hand, WordPress is free, whereas Microsoft is not, and we are not encouraged.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I meant that people use a program at work, they get so used to it that they buy a copy for home as well because, you know, they're just used to having it. And that's how, I got into Corel's WordPerfect because my school was always using it, so we needed to have it at home. So,
I was about to put up a big legal
disclaimer.
Legal disclaimer. The WordPress podcast does not condone or endorse the taking of Microsoft products.
Oh boy. Yeah, that'd be bad. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Like, they'll learn the skills in their enterprise environment that'll help them create their own personal blogs or niche blogs at home. So it's a good thing.
Well, there was really no news to speak of over the last few weeks. Everyone was off having their holiday. There are a couple of rumors to report. For instance, there's a message that's been making its way around the hackers list that says that once WordPress 2.1 is released, that within 120 days, they're going to try and get out 2.2. I mean, that's fast.
Yeah, especially for a full point release like that. I would have expected to see like 2.1.1 in 30 days, and maybe by the time 120 days came around, maybe 2.1.2 or something. Going from 2.1 to 2.2 in 120 days is going to be a huge challenge for the people working in WordPress. So it's also kind of an annoyance for us that use WordPress, but you know, it'll be interesting to see if they can do it.
Well, I think Matt is just kind of throwing down the gauntlet to kind of light a fire under him. They've been working on 2.1 for almost a year now. In fact, yeah. I think over a year now. And they already have a set timeline of all the features and everything that they want to have in 2.2. So what they want to do is they want to set aside one month for adding the features, and then like a month of really high, hardcore testing, and then go release candidate in the last month, and then finally release it. So it'll be interesting.
Just means another update for many bloggers out there. hopefully the stuff that they add will be of use to make it worthwhile to go from 2.1 to 2.2. And hopefully it won't be one of those forced issues where there's so many security patches that need to be done that, you know, you either upgrade to 2.2 or you have all kinds of weird stuff posting on your blog. So,
no, David, you're such a downer.
Well, I wish they'd almost wait that extra 120 days and just release me my 2.2 so I don't have to install 2.1 and then 2.2. And I know that's kind of a silly thing to think, but like, my biggest hope then will be in 2.1 that they have that ability to update WordPress without having to delete files and upload files and check plugins and the whole nine yards. Maybe they'll have a better system in place by then, but, you know, I've yet to hear anything about that.
Well, I can't give you any particulars because I don't really know what the differences are between the two release levels, but they say it's doable. And another rumor that I've been hearing is that I think it's 11 or maybe it's 12 now, all of the automatic employees are going to be meeting in San Francisco this month. And the question is, will they decide on a date for WordCamp 2007 by then? Of course, they have other things that they have to do.
No, WordCamp's a priority.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't you know that?
Yeah, well, we have to put WordCamp in September to make it easier for Charles to take vacation time. No, I don't think
that.
David
could also use the same thing, but
yeah. Yeah. No, I think they're talking about all sorts of things, but while they're there, they're going to talk about, hey, when can we all get together again to do WordCamp 2007? And I know that from interviewing Matt in a previous episode that they're putting a lot more thought into the planning of it this time around. So,
well, they were still able to turn one out last time without too much planning, but I think he did see kind of, and as you mentioned, like the error of his ways. And I'm really looking forward to hopefully hearing something about WordCamp 2007 before, you know, it's, you know, right around the corner, because I would really love to attend as well. And not only am I on the other side of, you know, of the country, but I'm also in another country, you know. I really hope that they do take that chance and try to start organizing the date for WordCamp 2007. Because the longer they give us to, you know, make our accommodations and our flights and deal with our, you know, careers and employment, the better turnout they're going to have. And I'm also looking forward to seeing how many of the automatic employees maybe set up some kind of workshop or something. I would love to learn more about WordPress and pick some of their brains. So I'll be interested to see what happens with that.
I think Matt is really enamored of the whole Barcamp model where it's just, hey, everybody, let's meet in Boston and, you know, talk about WordPress. But I just don't know that that's possible.
Well, I've actually been to a Barcamp, and it is a good model. It's just, it actually takes a lot more planning than it looks like it does.
Oh, yeah.
You really have to have someone there to be like, you know, the VJ or the DJ of the whole party and really understand, you know, what's going on where, you know, when it's happening and really organizing it and being like the keynote person. If you don't have that, if you just say, oh, well, let's just throw up a wiki and let's meet here on this day, you'll actually be quite sorry at what you get out of it. So,
you want to take a stab at how many people are going to show up this year?
I think they're going to have to limit the amount of people that are registering and coming over because...
Really?
I think it could number in the thousands easily.
No.
Yeah, I really do. If he gave enough time...
I was thinking 600 people.
How many went to the one in 2006? Do you know?
Over 300.
Okay, and it could easily double or triple that number. Hmm. He gave no time. He didn't really have the facilities to deal with it. He didn't advertise it really.
Wow.
You know, it was basically word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So if he really wanted to do an event this time, I think he could easily get over 1,000.
He could probably up the price too.
Which would probably be a good idea for him, actually. Mm. It would help bring those automatic employees over there again, that's for sure.
Well, moving on to our plugins and widgets, our first plugin is one that is called Dupe Prevent WordPress. It is by WordPress SEO, at least I guess it would be called that, WP SEO, found at WPSEO.com. And what it does is it helps you avoid being penalized by Google for duplicate content by inserting a noindex meta tag in the pages that might trigger Google's duplicate content filters, kind of like what Jamie Sirovich was talking to us about a couple episodes ago about eliminating duplicate content. It also contains a robot.txt file that disallows spider access to files that might not need to be included in the engine's index. I've actually installed this plugin, and with the exception of it being all capital letters and therefore XHTML, what is it, 1.0 or 1.1, invalid. You know, I had to change it to make it lowercase to make it valid code. With the exception of that, it seems to be working quite well.
I took a quick look at this as well, and I honestly think that the ideas that Jamie gives in on his site and in the podcast of using excerpts on every other page except for the index page is probably a better way to go. Like while Google might look at those no index tags and some other search engines might look at those no index tags, not all of them will. And really the duplicate content is still there. Whereas Jamie's method has you removing all that duplicate content almost completely other than a small excerpt.
I've been thinking about this and let me throw something at you here and let me tell me what you think. Wouldn't it make more sense to make all of your single posts the only thing that the search engine indexes and everything else, whether it's a category page or an index page or a tag page or monthly archive or anything like that, to where it's set to being no index, no follow?
No, because then you're missing your deep indexing, right? You're missing your links inward onto yourself. You know, that's why Google likes sitemaps, and that's why people have sitemap pages, and it's because it allows that deep linking. It allows search engines to find the content that's not just on the front page. So if you did it so that only your single post could be found, how's Google really going to find those posts without those deep index links? So like a sitemap or excerpt pages that have like click here for full text or some other method for it to dig deep within your archives.
Okay. Well, anyway, this is a small little plugin, and you may or may not like it, but it's founded at WP SEO, and it's called Dupe Prevent WordPress. Our next one, you were talking about playing with your Xbox earlier. This one is designed for the people that use the new Nintendo Wii. And apparently, the Wii, you can browse the web. You can search for blogs or what have you with your Wii because it uses the Opera browser. WordPress Wii Edition, written by David Harper, it actually automatically detects, there's no configuration needed, it'll automatically detect if your blog is being browsed by a Wii, and it will change the way that your blog appears to show an interface that's designed to work on a Nintendo Wii. Now, I can't test this. I don't have one. I've never seen any screenshots of that, but sounds like they're just looking at, what do they call it, the user agent, and changing the way that the CSS or something that it's used to display this.
Yeah, that pretty much seems exactly what it's doing from what I've read and what I've looked at. And actually, from the little bit of buzz that I've been hearing, in a difficult way, you can kind of use your Xbox 360 to browse the web, and it doesn't always display pages correctly either, because the resolution on normal TVs is not, you know, 800 by 600 or normal web resolutions. So sometimes it looks horrible and you have to try to scroll and stuff like that. This plugin will also help deal with some of those problems. So while it is intended just for the Nintendo Wii, if you're browsing the web probably with your PlayStation 3 or your Xbox 360, this might be another plugin to add to your stable for any of those console browsers.
Well, something that I came across while I was doing some research on this plugin was they actually have a website called MapWii, MAPWII.com, and it allows you to find, using Google Maps, users of the Wii play, you know, the Wii game system that are near you. Now, how that's useful, I don't know. Maybe you can play like a game with them or something like that, but I just thought that was neat.
Yeah, that would be kind of interesting if you thought it'd be interesting to game someone in, you know, Japan or British Columbia, or let's say you're in New York and you don't like people in Washington State, you can go ahead and try to add them as your friends and battle against them in whatever game you have. So
you got owned.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of a really neat mashup, actually.
Our next plugin is also a new plugin. It's called Twitter Widget. And it's by Sarah, who blogs at Velvet Unraveled. Have you dealt with this Twitter system at all? It seems to be getting to be very popular, although for the life of me, I don't understand why.
I have the same fascination with it. I look at it and shake my head and say, why are people adding this? I don't get it. I guess it's one of those things that I'm probably just going to have to try to see if I can understand why other people like using it.
Well, Twitter.com, from what I understand, is it's a way of just kind of letting people know what you're doing when you're just twittering away your time. So you'll see these, it's like leaving messages on your blog saying, I'm standing in the checkout line at the grocery store and this lady has very strange looking hair. Or, you know, my boss is, you know, doing something with his pencils, or, you know, just boring little mundane twittering away your time. I guess you're doing it on like a little, you know, one of those, what do you call them? I'm drawing a blank here. You know, like your little cell phone things, Blackberries and stuff like that.
Okay. Kind of like a text message to your blog about your status.
Thank you.
But because blogs aren't really all that interactive, like lifetime interactive, I mean, how is that really helpful? If you say something like, you know, I'm away, I'll be back soon, does it really matter? I can still leave comments. I can still read your blog. If it was something like, you know, I don't see how it could be really be all that useful or helpful.
Well,
but
people are using it. People love Twittering.
We're going to have to try to figure it out.
That just sounds funny. They love Twittering. Well, the problem apparently with Twitter.com is that you can't control the way things appear. So she's written a plugin that allows you to update your Twitterings however often you choose. And it also creates individual links to each status update to a post that's on Twitter. But more importantly to her, at least, is that you can actually control how your Twitters look, your Twittering looks using cascading style sheets. So apparently it doesn't look out of place on your particular blog. So if you're into Twitter, go check out Twitter Widget. We seem to be dealing with a lot of very frivolous widgets and plugins and things. Our next one comes from Krusty Bugger, and it's called the Nike Plus widget. It's a new widget, and you've seen these Nike Plus shoes where they actually communicate somehow or another with your iPod Nano and iTunes, and not only can you listen to music as you're running, but you can also record the pace that you ran at and how far you ran and how many times you worked out. And it can give you an estimate of the calories that you burned. Well, this gives you a chance to display all that information on your blog. So people can kind of track, hey, you know, he's been sitting back on the couch a little bit too much, and he's never going to lose that 30 pounds if he
didn't run.
That's
today.
Right. So if you're wanting to have everyone in the world keep you honest about your New Year's resolutions to lose weight using your Nike Plus shoes, the Nike Plus widget is for you.
See, I think that's the only downside of this, is you need those Nike Plus shoes. You also need the iPod, and you need to get it all to work and then put the information on your WordPress blog.
I think it uploads it somehow to NikePlus.com.
And this is pulling that information from Nike Plus?
Well, it's pulling it from your Nike Plus shoes. I don't know. I think what happens is it communicates it somehow to your Nano, and then whenever you update your Nano, it takes that information and sends it to the NikePlus.com website. I think that's how that works.
Okay. Still not something that a lot of people are going to need unless they have the Nike Plus shoes, the iPod, and a will to share the fact that they haven't been running with the rest of the world.
And our last plugin is called WordPress Movie Ratings. It's an updated plugin, actually. It's version 1.4 now. I'm going to take a stab at this guy's name. It's written by Paul Goskicki. Goskicki? And what it does is it's at its core, it's a bookmarklet which combined with the Internet Movie Database and a little bit of Ajax, it helps you rate movies with just one click. In other words, it makes rating movies easier. You provide it with a link to a movie from the Internet Movie Database, and it will automatically fetch the title of the movie. And you can optionally write a short review. And then it outputs a list of your recently watched movies that you can put anywhere you want. It's just a template call, a function call that you put in the template. And changes to this particular plugin include an option to highlight top-rated movies, the ability to edit the Internet Movie Database links for previously rated movies, and now the movies are grouped together by month when you're sorting them by the view date. They've also added an optional link in the database fields to be used instead of the database Internet Movie Database, and a lot of bug fixes and things like that.
I actually think this is one of the neater plugins for people that are really into movies. I've been playing around with the example on Paul's website, and he's got Ajax in it so that if you click the plus sign next to the title of the movie, it shows the short review. It's actually really a slick integration with all this. I kind of wish that you could actually link to maybe blog post reviews that you've done, but you could probably put that in your quick review somewhere. So I think this is kind of a cool plugin to have if you're one of those people that really loves movies.
Are you a big movie fan?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
You do a lot of reviews?
I really go through... I used to. I don't anymore, though, no.
That wraps up episode 17. David and I will return next week with whatever news and WordPress software that arrives. So until then, thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the WordPress Podcast with Charles and David. To get exclusive bonus content not heard on the show, visit wordpresspodcast.org and sign up for the email newsletter. To submit a comment or a question about the show, send an email to comments@wordpresspodcast.org or call 888-869-7209 to leave a voice message.